names for it, or maybe your parents had it?
Well, no other than yams.
Mm-hmm. Nothing else? No. Okay, now, there's some other things that grow in the garden that when you cut them, you sometimes cry.
Onion.
Okay. And then sometimes when they're little ones that you sometimes buy in the store that are fresh little ones, do you have a name for those?
I believe some people call those nest onions, I believe. Okay. I believe. I've heard them call those maybe the onion nest onions, you know.
Okay. What are some of the vegetables you might put in a soup?
Well, I like to put, say, like tomatoes. I like that in soup. I like corn. And sometimes I put maybe a few butter beans or a few peas or something, okra or something like that.
Okay, you got the one I was looking for, okra. I think you mentioned this, when you have left an apple or something around and it'll dry up, you call it, dries up and...
Just a dried apple?
Yeah, well, when it dries up and does what?
When it dried, it's, well, I want to say two or three different things. Is it what you would call that, a cured apple, or just it's smaller? Or?
Well, it's not the name that you call it, but what happens to it. It dries up, and another way of saying that apple is drying up. That apple is...
No good? Oh.
When it's all, you know, a fruit is all puckered up and wrinkled.
Oh, it's swivel?
Yeah. Okay. Oh. Then there's some vegetables, I think, down the road that have large leafy heads, or they will when they're ready to get picked. Mm-hmm. What do you call those?
Is that a collard? Those got the big...
Well, I was thinking these are very are green up here. You might call them collard.
When you was coming over, did you see some? Yeah, collard.
Yeah.
That's a collard green.
Have you ever heard them called any other names?
No, nothing other than a collard. Well, there's a turnip green and a collard green, a mustard green, things like that. Now, mustard is different from, a mustard looks similar to a turnip, but it's a different in it. Mm-hmm. A mustard have a more ruffler leaf than a turnip. Mm-hmm. But that is a collard, and that's all I ever known is collard.
Yeah. Do you have any other thing that plants like that are not that same, but are like it? You know, you might look in the garden.
Nothing.
Other leafy plants?
No, nothing other than a cabbage. Now, cabbage didn't grow up like that, but, you know, I would say it was kind of a leafy because some of them heads up, some cabbage heads up, and some, now some, you know, I don't believe, I think there's a cabbage that doesn't head.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Okay. When you want to get the beans out of the pod by hand, you have to.
You dip them out, or you. You shell them. Oh, I just understand what you say.
Okay. Is there any other way you would say that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. You talked about putting some kind of beans in your soup, and I was wondering if you had any other names for them. I think you call them lima beans, didn't you?
No, I said butter beans.
Butter beans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any other names for them?
Well, there are two types of those. There are one that's butter bean. It's made like a pea, and they call that a butter peas. Mm-hmm. And the butter beans is similar to a lima bean. It's just like a lima bean, but it's a different.
Okay. Let's see, the kind of beans that you eat pod and all, that you don't shell, that you might cut them up.
Oh, pole beans.